Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Brian Rose on the chat says, slow news day. I don't know if he's being sarcastic, but I got shows worth of material that I need to fit into an hour. And I will say this, if you don't like complaining, I suggest you just don't listen to the first, at least half of this show. I am mad. But we'll get into that. We got Dynamite tonight, SmackDown Friday, All Out coming up this weekend. NXT last night, which is the source of much ire. And a bunch of news to talk about as well. Janelle Grant will not appear in the upcoming Netflix docuseries on Vince McMahon. I was online yesterday and everybody was up in arms that she wasn't asked. She was asked, but she's not going to be on it. And there's probably a logical reason for that, but we can discuss that. A lawsuit has been filed against AEW by Kevin Kelly and the Tate twins. When I first heard the story, I was like, who are the Tate twins? Well, they're the boys. I did not know that, but now I do. So we'll tell you about that. Hulk Hogan was on Impulsive, dear God. Slow news day. Could talk for years. We got the SmackDown and Rampage ratings. Io Sky is a new champion. Yes, that's true. Adam Copeland and Jamie Hayter talk about their injuries. And we'll see how much of NXT I want to review here today. But if you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That's 425-780-7566. I'm in a mood. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
You're in a good mood.
I am, like, I thought I'd be cooled off by this morning, but I'm not. I am not. I freaking hated NXT. Absolutely hated that show. Do you remember probably about 4 years ago, like, I just quit reviewing NXT? It was like NXT 2.0.
Yeah, if I was going to have a day off, we didn't have to do this anymore.
I was so sick of this show and I quit. And then, you know, they ended up revamping it and it ended up getting a lot better. And, you know, I've said it over and over again, like, I so badly want to like this show. And it's one of those deals where, for a lot of people, it's probably not a big deal at all, but it just absolutely drives me crazy. And it's something that would take seconds to just fix, and they won't. I watched that show last night. And I'm not going back. I refuse to go back. But it was about, I don't know, halfway through I started to notice. Not a single time did they identify anybody in any backstage segment on this show.
No Chirons.
People are just showing up and they're talking. And I've said it before. Like, either put a graphic on the screen or somebody needs to say somebody's name. All right? I'm not that old. I don't have brain damage, okay? I know who most of the people are in the show, but I still don't remember everybody because there's like 90 people on the show. What is the freaking bookworm's name? God help me. What is his name?
Do you want me to tell you?
What is it?
Dion Lennox.
Thank you. Dion Lennox.
Who I called Dion Lexus earlier when I was trying to think of
who he was. Just sitting there on a box, and then he walks up and makes some comment and walks off. It's like his third appearance in 6 months. Third appearance in 6 months, they don't identify the guy. And then, and the real pinnacle to me was, they had a segment in the back, and I am not making this up, as God is my witness. There were 13 women on the screen at the same time. 13. They didn't identify anybody. And at that point, I was like, you know, forget it. Screw this show. Like, why am I watching this? And you know what makes me so mad about it? Forget me, okay? Forget me, whatever. You want to troll me or you're just stupid? I don't know what the difference is. Like, I don't know which is worse. Are they trolling me or are they stupid? Like, which is worse? Okay, fine, forget it. You realize they were like a month away from them moving to the CW. The CW is on network television, okay? I'm not saying that they're going to get like a billion viewers or anything like that, whatever. But you know, there's a good chance that you're going to get some new eyeballs on the CW. And you're just going to throw out 80 different people and not identify any of them. Yes, we're going to do your new viewers. You know what you're going to get? No new viewers. Why is this so hard? I went back during the commercial break because I was like, am I out of my mind here? I went back and I turned on Raw, okay? You know how Raw starts?
How?
It starts with Wade Barrett introducing the fans to Joe Tessitore, okay? He says the guy's name, first off. That's a good start to this, like identify the guy verbally. And then there's a giant cry on there, hey, Joe Tessitore! Wow! So what's next, okay? Next is a scene where everybody enters the building, okay? Who enters the building? Gunther. Gunther, right there on the bottom of the screen. The world champion got identified. Gunther, okay? You know who walks in next? CM Punk. CM Punk, right down there at the bottom. Hey, that's CM Punk! CM frickin' Punk! Gets identified. Switch to NXT, there's the bookworm. No frickin' clue who this guy is. No graphic. I have no idea. No one says his name. Like, it's just a guy doing skits. I'm like, whatever. Why do I bother? What's going on here? What are we doing? Bro, I've told this story 1,000 times. When I was a kid, maybe 5 times, I've told this story more times than I've identified that bookworm. When I was a kid, I had a backyard promotion, and we got in public access television, okay? It ain't much, but, you know, back then there weren't that many channels. If you had cable, you had maybe 30 channels. Well, one of them was public access. My show was on there. To the point where, like, I went to Spencer's once in the mall, I got recognized. So people, like, watched the show. It's like, cool. Well, I had no money. Do you understand? You know how much money I had in my teens? I didn't have nothing. I had a job, but it wasn't like I was filthy rich. You know, I had a little money. Lived at home. Okay? But with my no freaking money, I got one of those little video catalogs, you know, video production. I didn't even know how much. It was like $400. You know how much $400 was in 1993?
A lot.
May as well be $3,000 today, and I was broke. Okay? I went out of my way. I scrounged and saved and taught snot-nosed kids how to do flips, which I'm still bitter about to this day. And I bought what was called, it was like, this is literally the name of it, the Title Maker 2000. Because it was the 90s. This thing's so high-tech. Man, wait till you see what we can do in the... So anyway, I bought a Title Maker 2000. So, on my stupid, nothing happening, public access wrestling television show filmed in a gymnastics facility, I could put graphics on the screen. Hey, here's the Beast. Here's the Psycho. This is a YWF championship match. I did all that! These people, in a freaking multi-billion dollar company, they can't put graphics on the screen for their NXT TV show that they're paid $50, $70 million a year, whatever. You know how much I was paid to be on public access? Nothing. I paid to do it all. I put it on there for free. I got nothing out of it. I still invested in a title maker so the viewers could know who everybody was. These nerds, oh, well, everyone knows the bookworm. You know, he's been on TV 3 times. He's the guy, he takes his glasses off, he's Superman. You told me his name 20 minutes ago, I don't remember his name again. How am I supposed to remember a guy's name that's been on TV 3 times on a show with 90 other people? And don't say I'm the only one. So anyway, have some respect for your audience. Identify people. Tell people who everybody is. Maybe they'll kind of start to get into the show. 13 women, dude. And the only one I knew was Brinley Reese because someone actually said Brinley. If I knew that, if I could remember who that was and I had like a P.O. box, I'd send him money for identifying Brinley by saying Brinley. God. You realize how many old people watch that show? They got worse memories than I do.
Right here.
How are they supposed to remember the bookworm? I made it through that whole thing, Dom, without swearing. I'm probably not even done yet. So anyway, I was so angry when the show was over. I said, what a waste of my time. God, sitting here, I have to pause the show 50 times to try and remember who someone's name is so I can write some crap in a stupid report nobody reads. God, what a life.
Well, I mean, I read it, which is why I knew you were going to be so angry today. You ranted on that immediately as soon as you started typing away there for the review. And by the time they got to the famed kitchen of NXT where Ashanti the Adonis was meeting up with Bryn Lee and her friend and whoever else was there, Eddie Thorpe, you were done with everything.
I was done.
And then they sprung the women on you.
And Spit Take here goes, if it's a new or relatively new face, identify them. But when it's Trick or Charlie Dempsey, why do you need to identify them? Because you might have someone tuning in for the first freaking time. I mean, we're going to CW. We're changing networks here. They identified CM Punk. CM Punk. They identify Gunther, the World Heavyweight Champion. You know who they're going to identify when he comes back? Roman Reigns. Becky Lynch. They identify everybody. Because if you're running a business thinking, well, I got all the viewers I'm going to get. We ain't going to get any more. Who cares? You should be doing that show thinking every day 10,000 new people are going to tune in. They probably won't. But what if they don't like something on TV? They tune into your show and they're like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? What's going on here? I'm going to go watch Dawson's Creek. I'm out of here. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, we got a couple idiots in here.
Oh, yeah?
They don't get it. Oh. But then we got smart people.
Yeah?
Like this guy here, he goes, I mean, NFL games do it every game. They even ID Patrick Mahomes. And this guy says, they even ID Taylor Swift when she's in the stands. It's kind of an industry standard, even at the most amateur level. Yeah, you're right.
Speaking of
amateurs, why it's annoying.
That's why we're here. Look at that,
Mike Perv. Excellent. You could not have been a bigger moron.
What?
That's what it says, Mike Perv. Now I got the whole thing.
You son of a, you dirty. You're.
It's not my fault. It was on a split screen.
You know something, never
mind. That was the most amazing moment in the history of this show. I get mad because, okay, how many brands are there in WWE?
Three.
Okay. So the two brands with the absolute biggest stars identify all the big stars. But the third brand with a bunch of nobodies, nobody gets identified. It's like it's done on purpose. Because here's the thing. It's either done on purpose, in which case they're idiots, or it's not done on purpose, in which case they're idiots. There's no option that is not they're idiots. Fix it.
Look, you're right. I don't understand it. I don't know if they need to have it to the degree of trick or any of that stuff. But when it comes to a lot of these people, because they are in and out so much and you're trying to establish a lot of these folks, yes, you should do that on top of the fact that it looks aesthetically pleasing with the graphics that they've been using on Raw and SmackDown, and some of that ought to trickle down to NXT, and maybe it will when they hit the CW. I find it difficult to believe that they're going to continue to do this and risk alienating any possible viewers and risking you ranting about it every week.
I don't understand why I have to explain this like I'm talking to children. Like, somebody was like, you expected to put 13 graphics on the screen for all 13 women? Brother, take a break, take a deep breath, and think, okay? All 13 women were not talking, okay? Four of them did. So, is it that hard to either A, put a graphic on the screen when each of them are talking, or at the very least, say the name of the person that you're talking to? When Ashanti the Adonis walks up, you can't just say, oh, Christ, here comes Ashanti. Is it that hard? Or if you're not going to say that, can you just put the guy's name on the screen? You ever watch, like, old... Listen, Vince is an idiot. Absolute idiot, okay? But he knew some stuff. Clearly, he built an empire. And that was a decree. When you do your promo, you must say your name. I'm Jake the Snake Roberts here on the Snake Pit. My guest tonight, I just watched it yesterday. Jake was interviewing the Honky Tonk Man. My guest tonight, he says, has the stupidest name I've ever heard of. I have never heard a name dumber than this name. I bring to you, he says, the Honky Tonk Man. What a stupid name. The guy comes out, you have no, like an idiot watching the show for the first time knows the guy's name is a Honky Tonk Man. These NXT nerds, let's throw Carmen Petrovich on the screen, not identify her, have her do some verbal jousting with some dude we don't identify. You're watching the show going, why do these two not like each other? What's going on here? Who are they? Who is this person? I'd like to know more about them, but I don't know who they are. Stupid.
Or in a case like they did to us a while back when they had six blondes on screen, several of them that you hadn't seen in quite some time or had been in and out of there, it was like, okay, well, who are these people? Who are they all? And Brinley Reese is a great example of that. You know, a lot of those folks, you throw a bunch of names on the screen right now, can everybody that's not a diehard viewer that may be listening to this show right now, can they identify everyone? there's no way. I doubt that's possible. And the thing is, forget about that. The fact is you want to saturate everybody and drive it home and beat people over the head with it. And for as much as people talk about not liking that, it's an effective strategy, whether you're WWE or any other type of business. We talk about it with AEW. Swerve, a great example of a guy who goes out and does all of these things. He's on all these podcasts. He's at this concert. He's hanging with this person. And we don't see it. It'll be online, but they don't beat people over the head with it. And some AEW fans are happy about that. They don't want that style. But the fact of the matter is, it's more effective for AEW as a company and as a business that they do beat you over the head with it. They do saturate everybody with it. You may not like it. You may not bite on it. But guess what? Somebody that's tuning in may find out that he is doing all this stuff that they're not aware of. So, again, it's a little bit of a different situation, but the same sort of thing where sometimes you've got to put yourself in the viewer's position and not think that they know every little last thing about everything that's taking place.
Just be professional. Not having graphics identifying everybody is below public access level. That's what it is. I mean, come on. All right, I need to move on. You know what else I'm mad about?
What's that?
All Out is on Saturday.
It is, but not at 1 o'clock.
Dynamite tonight. And brother, we know three matches. We got one more added since yesterday.
Well,
why is it so hard to have a card? Can someone explain this to me? We got three matches. Okada versus Kyle Fletcher for the Continental title.
How much do they want us to pay for this?
Mariah May versus Nyla Rose. And Ospreay, Orange, and Kyle versus Pac, Claudio, and Wheeler non-title. All we have announced for this show. Is MJF going to be there? Is Mercedes going to be there? Britt Baker, Chris Jericho, Hangman Page, Swerve? I don't know! They've announced nothing. So, I guess we'll find out.
You're going to get some stuff and give us $50 over the weekend.
Yeah, Ricochet. Is Ricochet there? I don't know.
He should be. Why would he not? There, that would be unfortunate. Why would he not be there? But then again, why would you not? Why would you not advertise if he was going to be there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm baffled.
I don't know.
All right. Janelle Grant will not appear in the upcoming Netflix docuseries on Vince. According to Brandon Thurston, the producers did reach out to Grant's team to interview her for the project, but were unable to secure her participation. Netflix's documentary group made initial outreach to Janelle's representation for an interview for this project. A spokesperson for Grant said. Despite this, no such interview came to fruition. I think the fact of the matter is she probably was advised legally not to do it, right?
Yeah, why would it? I didn't realize that this was a thing until you said that, because number one, why would she do it when there's ongoing litigation going on? Where is the benefit of this at all to her? I don't see it, so I'm surprised that people are jumping up and down about it, but it's something, it seems like it's very simple. She declined because of everything that's going on right now.
I can't imagine they're going to interview Vince and he's going to give his side of the story of the lawsuit.
Well,
same
thing.
He would be advised not to talk about it.
Even if she was okay to go ahead and do that, why would you want to do it on their forum when this whole thing is about Vince McMahon?
Exactly. You don't know how it's going to be edited. You don't know how it's going to be clipped up. It would be foolish for her to give her side of the story on this. Lawsuit has been filed against AEW, Kevin Kelly, and the Tate twins. It took me a long time to figure out who the Tate twins were.
I didn't see that coming.
They are the boys. Kelly alleges defamation from Ian Riccaboni and AEW, stemming from Riccaboni making comments on a Discord channel regarding Kelly being involved in QAnon conspiracies. He is seeking monetary damages, claiming AEW breached his contract. The situation has made it difficult for him to find work elsewhere. He was fired in March. Tate twins were fired in April. Tony Khan stated publicly their releases were due to no-showing events, which the brothers later attributed to a miscommunication between them and management after they were booked to fly out of a different airport than they normally use. The claim they no-showed events is at the center of the defamation suit against Khan and AEW. They're requesting the court certify a class action suit against AEW. Here we go. Over the company misclassifying its talent as independent contractors rather than employees. This comes up every few years. and it never goes anywhere. But who knows? Never know when you might get the right judge or the wrong judge, depending on whose side you're on.
Well, they're demanding a jury trial. That is one thing that they both sides are, or not both sides, but the Tates and Kevin Kelly are wanting. They're seeking in damages of in excess of $50,000. And AEW has filed a motion to keep it under seal. A judge is going to have to determine if it's going to remain that way. If you read, I saw redacted copy of the lawsuit, and the boys talk about wanting money owed to them, travel expenses and royalties that have been owed to them. They say they were wrongfully terminated due to budget cuts. And then Tony, during the Supercard of Honor a couple of days later, both the pre and the post show scrums talked about the fact that it was because they no-showed work. And apparently they're claiming that they've been ridiculed for that, and it's been detrimental to their careers as well, too, saying that they've tried to go out and get booked, but they haven't had a chance to. Kevin Kelly, obviously, his case with Ian that came up and is suing him and trying to get monetary damages from him, saying that he was defamed, and talks about going to HR and not having, you know, much success there. And he has not been able to find work, including saying that AEW blocked him from being able to work the All Together show in May. So there's going to be a lot more to seemingly that's going to come from this.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I dripped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I've been riding the range with Bethel and Deep. They call me Big Bear John.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time
time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. You know, the thing with a defamation lawsuit, I'm no lawyer, but... And if we have any lawyers, they can confirm or deny what I'm about to say.
You can play one on this podcast.
I'm not playing one, but what I've heard is it's a little difficult with defamation because A, Kevin Kelly is a public figure, and B, he has to be able to prove that whatever was said about him, like Rick Abani knowingly knew that it was false and was actively trying to harm Kevin Kelly. And you know, given it was stated on a Discord, that if I recall, like, Rick Abani didn't know it was going to, like, go public, I just feel like that's going to be very difficult to prove that Rick Abani knew it was false, said it on the Discord to harm Kevin Kelly, who is a public figure.
Well, if I recall correctly, I don't believe that he called Kevin Kelly a QAnon member. It's just that he shared a movie shared by... QAnon, a lot of people that were QAnon conspiracy theorists and people that were associated with that really pushed the Sound of Freedom movie. And it said he remembered him saying that it disappointed him. Again, now, again, you got to be, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not sure how to parse all of that stuff out.
Yeah, did Ian lie knowingly to harm a public figure?
Yeah.
And the public figure part is also hard because he's a public figure.
And in the lawsuit, it does state that online, you know, people have drawn the connection, you know, and said that it was a QAnon movie, but then says that there was no connection between QAnon and the movie, that that's all been unproven and false. And I reached out to Ian and didn't get a response. I'm not surprised I didn't. Reached out to AEW. Brian Solomon did. He did not get a response. Reached out to Kevin Kelly. He pushed Brian to Stephen P. New, and I know that Brandon Thurston has reached out to AEW with no comment yet on any of this stuff. And again, you know, did this prevent him from earning any other work? To me, the biggest thing is if they stood in the way of him working the All Together show, then he's got a little piece of a complaint that then goes to what both they are claiming, which is, we are employees, we are not independent contractors, and we have issues with this, that, and the third. So, again, AEW will find out. I'm sure they don't want this to go any further than it really is. You know, again, they filed a motion to keep everything under seal, and I'm sure that this, because they were contracts, that they are, if anything, would rather have this in arbitration, because we see that with companies all the time of all sizes, not the least of which has been WWE, that wants to get the Janelle Grant situation to arbitration because it prevents a whole lot of possibly messy things from coming out and being public. And at the least, it prevents some things that are in, I'm sure, that their private, their employee handbook, all those sorts of things, I'm sure they want to keep under vest. So we'll see ultimately in the next couple of days and couple of weeks here what ends up shaking out of this. But it's a really, it seems like an uphill battle to me, just personally, again, being a layman, not really knowing, it just seems like it's a real uphill battle. And I've seen this fight with independent contractors, employees for a long time. And if you want that to be the case, you have to unionize. It's not going to be a class action lawsuit that does it. It's going to be actually banding together and unionizing and getting support from other established unions. Otherwise, this is never going to happen. I don't think it's ever going to happen anyway.
Hulk Hogan signed a new five-year deal with the company. He said on Logan Paul's Impulsive podcast, five-year deal, licensing, merchandising, ambassador stuff. If they need me to do something for WrestleMania, I just love doing it. It's definitely different. Did you see any of the clips from this podcast?
No. Okay. And I never will, I hope.
I was on X and I was scrolling, and all of a sudden there's Hogan and Logan Paul. And this clip that I watched, and granted, you know, they take clips, they take like the best clips to put online or whatever. And
like the one you're gonna put up on my name later?
I didn't do that, dude. You're in a split screen and you held it up and that's what it said. I have nothing to do with video. Now, Hogan is talking to Logan Paul and he's putting him over. Never seen somebody, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's the usual BS. And then I don't remember what he said because, like, I was just in awe of what I was watching. But Hogan said something about how can someone help me? What did he say? But the point is, he mentioned the terms work and shoot. He said, if this happens, is it a work or a shoot? And the question he asked, and I will say this. I've not seen the Benoit clip. This is a different clip. So I got to say this first, okay? Logan Paul, sitting there behind the mic in this podcast, I don't know what was up. He looked like at least three quarters of his brain had been removed. He's barely functioning.
Is that how okay? he looks all the time?
He's got this, I don't know, man. I don't watch this show, but I'm watching this clip and I'm like, this guy's barely functioning. He doesn't know what's going on. But then Hogan asks this question involving the terms work and shoot. And Logan is just like, and I will say, to be fair, I also had that exact same look on my face after Hogan asked this question. I was like, what are you talking about? I should have gone back to find out, but that was not the important thing. He just asked this question that makes no sense whatsoever. He's like,
he asked him, like, what if when Harley Race came in and shot on me? Like, what was that? What was it, any
it was,
of this?
No, it was something like he goes, if we have a match and you make $500 and I make $5,000, is that a work or a shoot? Like, I'm pretty sure that was his question. And I was like, if he makes 500 and you make, is that a what? I was like just absolutely confused. And Logan had the look on his face of absolute confusion, okay? But then Logan goes, I don't understand what you're saying. And so it's okay at this point because I don't get it either. And then Hogan goes, if we have a match and you make 500, and I make 5,000. Is that a work or a shoot? And I'm still like, what are you talking about? But then Logan says, I don't understand what that means. Like, I know what a work is, but what's a shoot? And Hogan does the Steve Austin thing from that one show where what's her face made that comment about her favorite match being Alicia Fox or whatever. Hogan just, like, he all of a sudden becomes Terry Bollea. He's out of character, and he turns and he looks at the camera like, what? And he goes, you don't know what a shoot is? And Logan goes, no. And Logan's co-host jumps in and he goes, no, Logan, he does know what a shoot is, but he doesn't understand your question. And Logan goes, I don't know what a shoot is. And then his partner goes, no, Hogan, he knows what a shoot is. And Logan's like, you're embarrassing me. And I'm like, what is happening here? What is happening here? So I think he was serious. He doesn't know what a shoot is. But I'm like, this was a 10-second clip of this podcast. I'm like, I can't watch it. Like, I can't. Okay? I just can't. But there's part of me that's like, I got to watch this whole show. I have to watch it. But anyway, man, dude, what? I don't know.
Think he knows what a rib is? Probably will after that.
God.
Well, I mean, look. Do you remember the story about when Chris Candido was the NWA World Champion? He was dying to meet Lou Thesz, so he finally meets Lou Thesz, and Thesz, you know, they're talking back and forth, and, oh, you're the champion? This is 1994 or 5 or whatever it was, after Shane Douglas had already thrown it down. And just got to be careful, kid, when you're going out there, you got to be careful. You got to watch out for the double cross. 1994. Now? We got it. What? Look, we're in 2024.
Well, it's funny, but 3 years later, there was a double cross.
Well, but in 2024, with boxing and with maybe they just, the term shoot fighting, the term shoot, it's just maybe people don't know it. It's like hooking. Like, do you think?
How do you not know the term shoot in 2024?
Because he's not a wrestler.
He is a wrestler. He's like, he's been in big time matches. He's trained.
Yeah, but in what environment, though?
Even if he hadn't done that, he's listened to a podcast in his lifetime.
But maybe, look, if he's that, again, I don't know how that dude's mind functions, and I don't want to, but like Pat McAfee, when he was down there, you know, getting made fun of by Rip Rogers, I'm sure he knows what a shoot is. I'm sure a lot of people do, especially if they went through training or what, you know, or of a certain age, but. Like, if Bad Bunny or Logan Paul or, like, I'm not surprised,
bro,
actually.
Does anybody on the chat not know what a shoot is?
Yeah, but look.
Is there one person, just be honest, is there one person that doesn't know what a shoot is? I'll tell you what's a shoot, these ratings.
Not from that world.
SmackDown, 2.054 million and a 0.53, 18 to 49, down a little bit. And is their last Fox show on Friday? It's going to do gigantic numbers. Roman's there. Then they move to USA, and I'll be there next Friday to watch it. Rampage, 218,000 viewers, second lowest total viewership in the history of the show. And that's against a show that went head-to-head with the Olympics. So with no Olympic competition, this was at a 0.07.
Welcome to football.
That number sucks. And then I think we all knew this was going to happen, but Brandon Thurston just posted the collision ratings. This was the collision that went head-to-head with actually, didn't go head-to-head. It was, that's bad, brother.
Dude, well, it didn't go head-to-head with...
It didn't go head-to-head, but it was on a WWE pay-per-view day.
On the first weekend of college football.
But I just realized it's actually this Friday where they're going to die. Because they're going head to head with SmackDown on Friday night.
And look, Saturday night may not. We'll see. Like
Collision did a he did 289. Collision. 289 and a 0.1. The lowest in the history of Collision, and that includes all preemptions. There has never been an episode of Collision that did fewer viewers. Any day, any time, any out of whatever, ever, than the show on Saturday night, which was on a WWE pay-per-view day, which actually aired earlier in the morning. 289,000 viewers in a 0.1.
It's going to get worse.
So this coming Friday, head-to-head with SmackDown on Fox?
Yeah. And then the Saturday, you know, people will say, hey, you know, well, it was head-to-head with SmackDown, move days and all that stuff. October 5th, is that the day of the pay-per-view in Atlanta that is going to be an earlier pay-per-view start time for WWE? The same day that UFC is?
Yes.
The same day that the both baseball playoff league division series begins on top of college football with a lot more rivalries going on? They're going to get swamped, you know, unless something changes. And I don't know what it can be right now. They just have to keep trudging through and hopefully get to the beginning of the year and start over.
Brian Rose knows they didn't announce anything for Collision until the day before. It's like a broken record. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before.
Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Feel better at least?
I'm going to go eat some ribs.
That'll make you feel better.
Well, we're out of time, everybody. What's today, Wednesday? Yes.
It is, yeah.
Well, tonight we'll be watching the Dynamite show. Hopefully they identify people. I will be back with Dave later. Back here tomorrow for this show, Observer Live. And hey, if you're listening, you know there's a million ways to hear these shows, all of these shows you can't hear.
Really?
The Brian and Vinny Show and Observer Radio and Adam and Mike, Big Audio Nightmare with Mike Perv. There's a lot of ways. WrestlingObserver.com, you get all of the shows and archives. 14,000 archived shows dating back to 2005 are available at WrestlingObserver.com.
I think I might call Stephen P. No.
If you only want the new shows and you only want to pay $9.99, three options. You can watch them at f4wonline.com/video, or maybe it's YouTube. I don't remember. But video.f4wonline.com. You can watch them, $9.99 a month. Or if you have either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can subscribe for $9.99 a month and get all the shows. f4wonline.com/Apple. For Apple, f4wonline.com/Spotify. For Spotify.
We need to have some graphics come up as you say this stuff.
Hey, we got graphics all over this screen here, but we could do more. But anyway, that's how you can subscribe to all of these shows and never have a boring commute again. And we identify all the shows, too. They have a graphic who's on the show and what we talk about. Yeah, because we're pros. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.